Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, what kind of morning would it be if we didn't start the day off that way, huh? I mean, who cares that Lonzo could have dropped it? It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday, honest. Could have opened up with the Friday special.
By the way, right? I think you broke your mic already.
I think I broke it already. Would have started the show if that would be true.
I mean, because you blew it up, and now your volume is is gone. Way to go.
Super. Why not? I mean, listen, it doesn't matter.
You know what it is? I think it's digitizing because of the strength of your vocals, and it caused your level to drop. We're good now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate.
Is that better? Should I just do the whole show like that?
No.
Should we go NPR voice on it?
Maybe, because that wasn't NPR, and you don't need to lean into the mic if you're going to do the NPR voice, because then it got distorted. Rob's not here.
No, Rob's not here. Rob is coming to you live, and if this is better, great one, let me know so that I just talk like this through the show. Rob is live down in the Sunshine State of Florida, the beautiful beaches of Pensacola, Florida. As a matter of fact, if you needed me to be specific, taking a little long weekend down here playing some music with the band, spending some time with the fam, yet for the people, hashtag for the people. I decided that I would get up at 3 a.m. Central Standard Time to be here with all of you and also Lonzo. You're welcome, South Carolina. You really are.
Wait, you love that time zone. That's what you said you love. So why are you not complaining about that time zone that you love so dearly, right?
As a television viewer, I dramatically prefer Central Time. That is 100%. As a TV viewer, Central Time is infinitely superior to Eastern Time. It's not as much fun when you drive in from Eastern Time and then make the realization that the show starts at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, or 5 a.m. Central Time, not 6 a.m., which means I can't get up at 4 a.m. It means I've got to get up at 3 a.m., especially when I've got to set up all the gear. But again, great one. I did it for you. I did it for the people. I feel like I deserve a medal of some type for that. I feel like I've earned some sort of recognition and commendation for the sacrifices that I continue to make in order to make sure that we have an award-winning show this morning. You're welcome. I hear Ric Flair off in the distance. I'm going to assume that Ric Flair was wooing for me, and it is appreciated, Rick. Thank you very much.
Well, Rick is at a lower level than the crowd, so if I play Rick over the crowd and pump it up where it needed to, the crowd would have been so much louder, which it should be when Rick is wooing, but, you know.
It should be. When Rick is wooing, it should indeed. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. Rob Brown in the house with you alongside virtually alongside the great one, Lonzo, back in the palatial V-Fan Upstate Studios. I'm coming to you live from the beaches of Pensacola. Now, I'm not actually on the beach because, again, it is 5:03 in the morning here. So I'm very much just in the guest room at my mother's house right now. As a matter of fact, that poor woman trying to sleep on the other side of the house. The good news is, Lonzo and I discovered mere moments ago, I can't shout or else I'll just blow the doors off the radio station like a cheap 1970s vehicle, I guess. But we're going to figure it out.
There's a way to do it, I believe, and it would be your Fight Club, your Carolina, whenever you put your head back and you get it away from the mic. So if you get animated, just, I don't know if you're in a rolling chair, possibly, just roll yourself back a little.
I'm not. I'm in like a patio chair, and all my gear's on like literally her back porch table that I had to bring in this morning at 3 a.m. But I can just kind of lean a little bit. You know, we're going to figure it out. We got this. We got this. This is literally why we are award winning right here. What we are doing right now, this is award winning stuff.
We adapt. And we apply what we learn, and usually you can't tell a difference. So there you go.
We slap the play like a champion today sign on the way by. We touch the goalpost on the way under it. We run through the banner, and we freaking play. It's what we do. And play we shall, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 4 hours of sports talk, entertainment, excellence, the most electrifying 4 hours in all of sports, even if it is a mite more toned down than usual. We are still here for you. Again, Rob Brown live from Florida, the great Lonzo back in beautiful upstate South Carolina. We have no shortage of topics to discuss today. A lot of things to get into on the radio broadcast. Last night, the NBA draft concluded with round number two. We do now know what the Charlotte Hornets have elected to do with their second pick. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little while as they go get out of the University of Colorado KJ Simpson, a good player, a player who, much like everyone else in this draft, and I think you especially saw it late last night as this draft developed, a bit of a project player. KJ Simpson is a 6 foot tall, 187 pound shooting slash point guard. He is very undersized. He is also wildly creative with the basketball, a guy who took a big step forward his junior year last year. Colorado got a pair of wins in the NCAA March Madness tournament, and a lot of that reason was a very efficient performance out of KJ Simpson. But again, he is 6 foot tall, 187 pounds. He is giving up both length and size to just about every NBA player defensively, which means there is likely a lid on his usability. He can basically check into the game when Charlotte's offense is going sideways, when the efficiency of the offense takes its step back. That's when KJ Simpson has an opportunity to step in and shine. Now, will he? Will he be able to thrive at the next level? We are going to find out. But what you can say about KJ Simpson is he is actually one of the better ball handlers that was available in this range in the NBA draft. He has very, very good breakaway speed and acceleration. He is a very intense defensive player. He's a slap the floor, get down into a stance, and make some stuff happen kind of defensive player, which gives him a chance against players that are a little bit bigger, a little bit taller, a little bit thicker, that's thick with two C's, than he is. He is the type of dude that hounds you. He's the type of dude that gets up in your grill. He's the type of dude that is going to attack the basketball every time that you bounce it. He is a very intense player, which he has to be. He would not have made it to where he made it in Boulder, Colorado, if he wasn't if it wasn't for that. So this is a career bench player. And that's okay. The NBA draft is not like the NFL draft. It's a different breed of cat. When you were talking about guys that you project to be starters in the draft, especially guys that you project to be starters in the draft immediately, there's just not a lot of them. In the NFL, you can go get guys in the second and the third round that can start. You get a lot of guys that make an impact right out of the gate. It's not that way in the NBA draft. Most of the guys outside of the lottery, even if they're short-term projects, are projects or guys that you need to work on or guys that you need to develop or guys that you need to bring their game forward. And KJ Simpson is one of those guys. He's a guy with a very interesting draft profile. He's a guy that I think has, again, a lot of potential ahead of them, but it is going to need to be developed. It's going to need to be grown. Does he fit in with Charlotte? He does. But there was another move that the Hornets made last night, and that was a trade that they made with the Denver Nuggets. They bring in Reggie Jackson, the point guard from Denver, played 2 years with the Nuggets, maintained a pretty solid role coming off the bench, was the leader of Denver's second unit. The trade comes 2 days after he picked up his $5.25 million option. This was a salary cutting move for the Denver Nuggets, but Reggie Jackson has been a wildly consistent point guard. Last year, played in all 82 games. He started 23 of them when Jamal Murray was banged up, averaged over 10 points, and just a tick shy of 4 assists per game last night. Also, a 43% shooter from the field in the regular season. Now, not a guy that they lean too heavily on in clutch time scenarios. In the playoffs last year, averaged just 3.5 points per game, 1.3 boards per game, shot 33% from the field. Again, this is not a huge loss for the Denver Nuggets. This is a team that is looking to re-sign Jamal Murray and to continue to build around Jamal Murray as well, obviously, as Nikola Jokic. So this was a cost-cutting move so that they can put a little bit of that money back into getting Jamal Murray happy and getting Jamal Murray back onto the roster. Jackson was signed in 2022 by Denver to basically provide bench support. He is also a defensive presence. He consider him a less talented Drew Holiday. That's kind of the role that Reggie Jackson fills. Kind of a less competitive, less talented Drew Holiday. A guy that you can lean on to give you some defensive pressure. A guy that you can throw in there in tight basketball games and trust that he's not going to let defenders cook him very often out of the point guard spot. But it's a good pickup. You pair him with LaMelo Ball, obviously, assuming you can keep LaMelo Ball healthy. If Ball can be healthy, Reggie Jackson provides you a little point guard depth, a guy that can come off the bench, that can make sure there's not too big of a downshift while KJ Simpson is continuing to develop, while KJ Simpson is learning the way that the NBA operates. Reggie Jackson's the guy that gives you a little bit of depth. Kyle Filipowski ends up going to Duke second in the second round of the draft. There's some other names and other fits that we will talk about, but obviously the big story was the 55th overall pick. That is where Bronny James was drafted by, who the hell else, the Los Angeles Lakers. And there's an interesting story developing around the selection of Bronny James. And that interesting story developing around Bronny James is that Rich Paul, who is the agent for both LeBron and now Bronny James, the story goes, if you are willing to believe hashtag sources, the story goes that Rich Paul, the agent for both of the Jameses, was making calls to other NBA teams in the lead up to the draft and effectively telling them, do not select Bronny. Let Bronny fall to the Lakers. We've got plans for him. We want these guys together. Now, I am going to tell you that I think it's largely irrelevant whether that is true or not. And I think it is irrelevant whether that is true or not, because I don't think anybody had any intention of drafting Bronny James. We talked about this. I think Bronny James, if he's not Bronny James, if he's Bronny Smith or Bronny Jackson or Bronny Brown or Bronny Reitzel, I think Bronny is going undrafted. Like P.J. Hall from Clemson. Yeah. Hey, Lonzo, remember a couple of days ago when I said P.J. Hall should have stayed at Clemson and played one more year? You remember? Remember?
He should have, because he didn't get drafted. The Bronny thing, though, the Bronny thing. What if someone was going to draft him because if they drafted him, LeBron would come to their team?
That was the only reason that I think anybody would have drafted Bronny James. And I will say this. I would be very interested to find out if this story about Rich Paul jumping on the phone and telling teams do not draft Bronny turns out to be true. And I'm going to be straight up with you last night. Had I been home and not on the road yesterday, because by the time I got here to Florida, all the hell I wanted to do was go to bed. It was quite the adventure. We'll talk about it later. What I would have done is immediately jumped online and immediately started reading up on the NBA's tampering rules, right? Because I don't know if an agent making phone calls to NBA teams and saying, do not draft a draftable player because I want him to get drafted by this specific team. I don't know if that's against the rules or not. And again, I apologize for not knowing. I should know. This is something I should have looked up last night, but what should have been a 7.5 hour car ride turned into a 10.5 car ride yesterday. So I did not have the time to get home and start looking through and finding this. So I sincerely apologize for that. But what I can say is I'd be interested in knowing if that violates any sort of tampering rules, if there was any sort of rules against that. What I do know is that I don't think that there was a reason to draft, and this is true for the Lakers as well, I don't think that there was a reason to draft Bronny James outside of getting LeBron on your basketball team. And again, I think that's true for the Lakers too, right? Keep in mind, LeBron James has until 5 p.m. tomorrow to decide if he's going to pick up his player agent or not, or his player option or not. If he picks up his player option tomorrow, LeBron James remains a Laker. If LeBron does not pick up his player option tomorrow, LeBron James becomes an unrestricted free agent. And there's a lot of people who speculate, like me, that the reason that LeBron hasn't already officially declared that he was going to become an unrestricted free agent is because he was waiting to see how this circumstance was going to play out. If he was going to stay a Laker, it was going to be either A, they were going to make him an offer he can't refuse, or because they were going to bring his boy, they were going to bring Bronny into play for that team, and that was the bait on the hook that they needed. Don't be shocked if LeBron James announces today that he intends to either A, not pick up his player option, and then the Lakers have a contract in place for him like immediately, or B, if he, and again, I don't think he's picking up the player option, but that's not to say I don't think he's going to be a Laker. I still think he's going to be a Laker. I just think he's going to get himself a new contract that is probably a short-term contract, but still plans on being a Laker. I don't see why anybody else would have drafted Bronny. The Suns, the Warriors, anybody else that was mentioned in that discussion other than his bait for Bronny, which is why this Rich Paul thing is interesting and something that we are going to talk about a little bit later on in the radio broadcast. Let's run to our first break. The Great Milonzo, back in the network studio in charge of all things audio hitting your ear holes. My name is Rob Brown. Y'all, we got 4 hours of greatness, and it starts right now. It's the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate.
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So this Rich Paul story, if you have not heard it, there are stories out there that Rich Paul, who is the agent for LeBron James, as well as now his son, Bronny James, the newest member of the Los Angeles Lakers. A story going around was that Rich Paul, the agent for both of the Jameses, was sending warnings to NBA players. This came from, I mean, by the way, we've been kind of humorously attributing this to hashtag sources, because there's nothing more that Lonzo and I love than a good hashtag sources story.
The arbiter brought us into this realm.
Correct. And again, as a former journalist myself, sources are important, and it is very frequently okay to run a story based on sources when you cannot reveal your source. I did it frequently when I was a TV news guy. The important thing, however, is that when you run sources stories, you're still able to prove those sources correct through your investigative journalism.
All right. Speaking of which, were you ever in a back alley with a wad of cash trying to get some info from a narc?
No, but I did one time, pardon me, I did one time have a county employee operate as a whistleblower whomst identity I had to protect, because the whistleblower laws in our state and county at the time were not very strong. This person would have lost their job and probably standing in the community. So I did have to run a pretty big investigative piece based on a hashtag source, but then through research, I was able to prove what they were saying was correct. Sources are fine. It's when you utilize the concept of sources in order to make up a story that you are no longer fine. And that is the kind of stuff we make fun of. That being said, we've been making this into a hashtag sources joke, Lonzo. Bob Myers of ESPN attached his name to this story. This is not a sources story. I mean, it is, but it's a sources story that somebody was willing to attach their name to.
That's a pretty big name. That's a pretty big name.
Yes, it is. And it's a pretty respectable name in the NBA reporting community. Bob Myers of ESPN claimed yesterday that Rich Paul was reportedly advising other NBA teams not to draft Bronny. And that if they do, Bronny would have elected to pursue a pro basketball career in Australia instead of playing in the NBA. Myers reported and said, quote, Rich Paul's calling teams saying, don't take Bronny James. Do not take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. He said this on ESPN yesterday. Now, Rich Paul is not an idiot. That's why his first name is both a name and a literal adjective describing him, because he's made a lot of money off of the career of LeBron James, because again, mama didn't raise no fool. I am sure that Rich Paul likely was playing within the rules by sending emails or phone calls or whatever he was doing to talk to the other NBA GMs and tell them, hey, if you take this kid, he's going to Eli Manning you. He's going to be gone. He's going to go play in Australia. You will be effectively wasting a draft pick. And on top of that, so that we are clear, Bronny has every right to do that. Bronny has the right to decide that he would rather go to Australia or France or wherever, play internationally and develop his game before he tries to make it in the league. LeBron and Bronny are officially the first ever father-son duo in the league at the same time. And obviously that makes them the first ever father-son duo to share a locker room in the NBA at the same time. And I do not think that there is anything wrong with that being the case. In fact, if anything, Alonzo, you're obviously infinitely more qualified to speak on this than I am, but I don't have an issue with a father and a son doing everything that they can do to be able to do this thing together, to set a milestone as the first father-son duo, to share a locker room in Los Angeles together. I understand the sentimentality that would drive Bronny to go, I'm either playing for the Lakers or I'm going elsewhere. Just like I've said, I understand why it is that LeBron would be willing to say, even though he hasn't said it, I'm either playing with my kid on the same team next year, or I'm going to get the fattest stacks that I can get, or I'll take not the fattest stacks I can get to transfer to another team and play wherever Bronny gets drafted. I don't have an issue with any of that, but there is something that just feels, I don't know, a little bit gross about an agent making the call to 29 other NBA teams and saying, if you pick this kid, he's not going to play for you, even though, Lonzo, he absolutely has the right to do that if he doesn't say it out loud.
All right. That's still alleged. I mean, I know the sources are great, but it's still alleged. You're right. I don't know what the tampering laws are. If there are no tampering laws, then as far as that goes, then he didn't do anything wrong. I also think this is going to play into the, see, LeBron runs the team, LeBron does all this, LeBron's in charge of everything. All those people who hate LeBron, it plays right into their camp to be able to say all this stuff. Like, see, did you see that? See, I told you. There is, as you said, I am qualified to talk about this because I actually have a son who, on occasion, I work with. It's so cool to be able to do that, to be able to share a part of your life, something that is one of the biggest parts of the history of you with your child. And so I get how cool that's going to be for him to get to do that. And they need to stop with, he hasn't signed his contract yet. He's going to sign his contract. Come on. It's about money. He's going to get more money, and he's going to sign with the Lakers. And how much is Bronny actually going to be on the court with him? I don't know. It depends on how much he develops.
So there's a couple of things at play here. First off, I am going to point out that while it is easy, and if there's anybody on this station who runs in this direction, it is easy to cry nepotism. It is easy to cry nepotism in the league. But here's the thing. Nepotism is rampant in the NBA. Yesterday, Adam Devine made the point that Leon Rose, who used to be the agent of Rick Brunson, who is an assistant coach and the father of Jalen Brunson, whose godfather is Leon Rose, and whose agent is Sam Rose, is a nepotism spider web that led to the reviving of the New York Knicks as a franchise. That is the Knicks are a family affair as far as the agents and the players that are involved. The Lakers are not the only team wrapped up inside of a, if you will, nepotism scandal. It is rampant across the NBA. It always has been. And B, and I have been since we started the show half an hour ago, because when this old man got to Florida last night, I spent about 15 minutes with the Madre and the dog, and then I went the hell to bed, and I didn't spend any time looking this up. I have been looking since we started, before we started the show a half an hour ago, and from what I can find, no rules were broken. They didn't do anything illegal. They are absolutely, a player is absolutely allowed to say, you know what, I appreciate the draft, but I think I'm going to go take my talents elsewhere. To quote somebody, I can't remember who it was that had the take my talents elsewhere line, but to quote somebody, Bronny has the right to decide that he doesn't want to play for the team that drafted him. And Rich Paul has the right to say, hey, as his agent, we are letting you know in advance, he doesn't have any intention of playing for you, and yeah, unless you're the LA Lakers. What I will say, Lonzo, is that the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics had the opportunity yesterday to do the funniest thing in the history of the league and draft him anyway, right? Like, they had the opportunity. Could you imagine the incredible rivalry if the Boston Celtics said, yo, hold my beer, and drafted Bronny anyway? Because here's the thing. Not only would they have created a situation where either LeBron comes to Boston or he doesn't play with his kid. I'm not saying Boston. They don't want him. They're set right now. But let's say the Knicks, right? The Knicks draft Bronny, and they say to LeBron, you either come to New York or you don't play with your kid. If Bronny says, yo, bleep you guys, I'm out, and he goes to Australia, there is one thing that's still on the table. The New York Knicks would still own Bronny's draft rights when he comes back to the league, meaning he couldn't just go somewhere else and hang out and then come back and be like, okay, now I'm a Laker. He would have come back and still had his rights owned by the New York Knicks. No rules were violated. Anybody still could have said, bleep you, Rich Paul, and drafted Bronny James and owned the rights. And by the way, he's not even the first guy to do this. This has happened before. Danny Ferry did this back in 1989 to the LA Clippers. He said, I'm not going to be a Clipper. If you draft me, I'm going to go overseas. If you draft me, I'm going to Europe. Now, Danny Ferry was selected anyway by the LA Clippers, and he followed up on that, and he went to Europe, and he spent some time there. However, Danny Ferry was a top-tier project. Danny Ferry was a top-tier draft pick. Bronny was not. So he's not even the first guy to do anything like this. There's nothing Adam Silver can or would do because no rules were violated. All I'm going to say, and this is really it. This was a squabble over a 6 foot, 2 inch tall shooting guard, not point guard, shooting guard, who averaged 4 points per game off the bench at USC. It would have been hilarious to draft the guy just to send him to Australia and tick off LeBron James. It would have been hilarious. But he's a 4 point per game at the college level guy. He's not worth it. It's not worth it. He wasn't worth drafting anyway. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a few minutes, got a few more things we need to run through with the NBA draft coming up later on in the radio broadcast. We have got a lot more we need to get to. More draft breakdown for some of the other teams around the association. We got some NFL news and notes I want to get into. We've got a live tour story that is developing in the world of golf. South Carolina just lost a four-star quarterback commit that is going to reset their recruiting cycle for just a little while and more. It's all coming up. Plus, I'm going to go on a rant. This may shock you about Greg Berhalter. I know. Unique. Rob Lonzo and you. It's the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. I mean, we could just use that song as a bumper every break. I'd be okay with that. It is Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday.
I'm not getting flagged for her.
Your stream has been taken down in Belarus because of an adverse Rebecca Black lyric. It would be a thing. It would be a thing indeed.
It might inspire dancing. I don't think that's allowed there. So, I mean, you know.
I don't know. I've been some places in the South that are very footloose-ish. If a little very Kevin Bacon-y. I should say, I guess Kevin Bacon-y's dad.
Whatever that guy's name. Yeah.
Club Move.
I've never seen Footloose, but I know all about it. So
have you never seen Footloose?
Again, there's a certain period of time when I had absolutely no money. So I didn't go to the theater. And a lot of times when I miss something in the theater, I don't watch it later. Back in the day, there wasn't this thing where movies streamed. You had to wait for like 6 months for it to show up on HBO. And I couldn't afford HBO. So there are some windows that I missed because poor. Sorry.
I want to continue this Bronny conversation a little bit. And I want to continue this Bronny conversation because it is not a secret that I have been and remain a LeBron James guy. I have enjoyed the career of LeBron James. I have gone down and said my opinion is that LeBron James is the best player in the history of the NBA. And this is not to start a Mike v. LeBron v. Kobe fight, because that might be as tired as Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame in terms of radio content. Everybody's done it. Everybody's got their take. And nobody is ever going to change their opinion on that take. There's nothing I can say if you're a Kobe guy or a Mike guy that's going to win you over. And I have yet to hear an argument about Mike or Kobe that is going to win me over. What I am going to say is this. Does this not feel a little bit, at least if you are in the camp with me, and I feel like anybody that is looking at Bronny James objectively is in the camp with me. Does it not feel like the Lakers have made LeBron James, coming up on his or already at his 40th birthday, does it not feel like they have made LeBron being a Laker more important than winning basketball games? Is it just me? But it feels to me like they have decided that maintaining LeBron James is more important than being a good basketball team. Now, there is an offshoot conversation here, and it is something I have said a number of times leading up to this draft, primarily while having the discussion about the decision on whether to draft Bronny or not. But the conversation has been, in my opinion, once the LeBron era closes for the LA Lakers, they're going to have to blow this thing up. They're going to have to kick the legs out from under this organization. They are going to have to go full system, red ring of death on the Xbox reboot on this program and build it back up. Because what they've built around LeBron James. And when LeBron's no longer there, they got to go. And that is why I think that despite the fact that there were, in my ever so humble opinion, a number of players better than Bronny James, I think the draft pick for the Lakers was the only one that they could make at 55. I think it is the reason that Rich Paul was on the phone telling other teams, don't draft this kid because he won't play for you. If you do, you'll be wasting a draft pick. But I think it does make sense. And the reason I say it makes sense is everything else on this team was tailored to LeBron James. They went down this path. They committed to this plan of action years ago when they went out and they got LeBron James. They built the franchise around the guy. And when the guy leaves, they're not going to have a choice but to get rid of most everybody there. And again, the thought initially when they went and they got Anthony Davis out of New Orleans, the thought initially, I think, was that LeBron was going to take off the crown and hand it to Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis doesn't want it. Hey, Anthony Davis, him. He ain't that guy. He ain't got that clutch gene in him that makes you the franchise. He is always going to be the guy who's not the guy but is still a guy on any given team. And so if AD can't take the torch, and there's no indication that he can, if AD can't take the torch, then you've got to build everything about around LeBron because you don't have the money to go get anybody else in this case. And if that is true, taking Bronny to keep LeBron, if it was, and a lot of us think it was, the only way to guarantee LeBron James stays and the only way to guarantee that you have even a chance next year was to go draft Bronny. If you go get Bronny, you keep LeBron. If you keep LeBron, then the team you built around LeBron at least gives you a chance. It pushes it 1 year down the road. This is the same theory I had with the hiring of J.J. Redick. That's a LeBron guy, all right? They went and got a Bron guy as one more reason for Bron to stay, because once Bron goes, the Lakers go back to square zero, and if that is the case, they are a number of years away. So you can either roll the dice and try to get one more with an aged LeBron James, or you can push the reset button now, and they've elected to do with the former, which is why, great one, I don't think Bronny was an NBA draft pick. Not a lottery pick. I don't think he was an NBA draft pick at all, but the Lakers, in my opinion, they didn't have a choice, because if LeBron truly would have followed Bronny to whoever drafted him, the Laker reset would have happened now with the rookie head coach instead of a year or two down the road.
All right. You have said this. Mario has said this. Several other experts have said that this is possibly the worst NBA draft in a long time. So this was the perfect place for Bronny to come out, because there's less talent everywhere, so it doesn't – I mean, if he comes out another year, like last year or next year, maybe he doesn't get drafted. But this year, because the crop of players was not up to par with other years, it was the best year for him to come out. Also, Tracy on the stream says Lakers will draft Bryce because Bronny is still there and they won't have to rebuild. Bryce could be the best player in the family. A lot of people are saying that Bryce James is the best player in the family. I don't know if they'll go that far, but he'll be eligible, according to the internet, in possibly 2026. So that's not that far away.
No, it's not. I mean, you're two seasons away. And again, I think all of us have said over the years that LeBron wants to play a year with his kid. But if the Lakers were to go to LeBron as he's set to sign a new contract as early as this weekend, hey, man, if you'll stick it out through 2026, we'll guarantee you that we'll get Bryce and you can play on a starting lineup with both your kids. That might be intriguing enough to keep the guy. Now,
I have a major question. This is going to set everything on fire for sure. Whose kids has the best career when it's over? LeBron or LeVar Ball?
Oh God. And you know what? That's actually a fair question. I'm gonna say the Jameses do, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because LaMelo's ankles are held together with chewed gum and scotch tape right now. And Lonzo Ball, actually, Lonzo was having a pretty good one a run in New Orleans before his knee exploded on him and he got sent up to Chicago. Lonzo's got a chance to still be a pretty good player. It makes sense. It's a namesake thing. Every Lonzo is great at what they do.
Duh.
So I think I'm still, I don't know. That's a great question. It's actually one I'm going to take some time to think about, and I hate that you've done that to me, and that is now time I'm going to spend this weekend thinking about the James kids versus the Ball kids.
Because LeVar is smiling right now. He heard that question. Someone told him about this, and although he could be watching, and I wouldn't blame him, but he's like, yeah, my boy's got this.
I hate that that's a discussion that now I want to have at some point. As far as this move goes, because I was looking around, and there were a lot of folks that were looking at this and going, is Bron at plus 40 worth all of this? Is he? And in the context of a team that is set up to compete for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, the answer to me would be no. As good as LeBron still is, and he is still, Zoe, is it fair to say that LeBron James today is still one of the best 10 players in the NBA? Not five, best, let's say best 10.
Yes, and I don't think anybody would argue that.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people who would, but they would be wrong if they did. LeBron James is still one of the best 10 players in the NBA. That's not a question. That's a statement. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler alert. Hello, my name is Rob Brown. I think that it is at this point about LeBron's longevity, about his desire to keep playing more than anything else. We're not talking about a 40-year-old LeBron who is hanging around. Let's put it this way. If we were getting the Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards version of LeBron, blow it up. It's done. It's over. It's cooked. It's finished. Get him off the stove. We can't go any longer. But LeBron at this stage in his career is not Washington Wizards Mike Jordan. He's still a top 10 player in the league. So if we take the names off of it, instead of saying LeBron James, instead of saying Bronny James, if we just said player A and player A junior, and then everything else was the same, the teams were the same, the numbers were the same, the relationships were the same. If everything was still the same, I can, oddly enough, in my opinion, I can justify this decision by the Lakers, because I can say, you're looking at a top 10 player of the league. Don't look at his age. Just look at what he is to the team. A top 10 player in the National Basketball Association on a team that has one other top 10 player in the NBA, in Anthony Davis, but a top 10 player in the NBA who cannot be a star. I mean, he's a star, but he can't be the marquee. He's not the franchise. He's not that guy. He does not have that in him. So if he doesn't have that in him, the only hope you have of being successful is to either A, trade everything you got to try to find a new star and build around them, or B, continue to allow the 40-year-old top 10 NBA player to still be a top 10 NBA player, continue to build around them with the knowledge that this guy is going to be gone soon and then it will be hard reboot time. Well, if that's the case and you think you can still compete now, which there's the big question, can they? I don't know. I don't frankly think so, but we'll see. If you think you've got enough talent on this team around and outside of that guy, then you got to do what that guy wants to keep him. You just have to. So do I think Bronny is worth the 55th overall pick? No, I don't think he was worth the pick at all. My man was scoring 4 points a game. And oh, by the way, I know he had the surgery, and I hate the reason that he had to have the surgery. And I guess he almost deserves a little bit of credit for his time at USC. Because while he did only average 4.4 points and what was it, 2.1 assists per game, he did not have an offseason and he missed the first half of the season because of that thing where he almost died You may remember that from a year and a half ago or so. And he came back from that, had the surgery, got cleared, worked his butt off, got onto the floor, and then averaged 4-2. But he still, I mean, you got to put away the sentimentality and focus on the reality. The reality is he was not worth a 55th overall selection unless you view it less about the player selected and more about the reason he was selected, which is to keep a top 10 player in the league happy on your team and give yourself a chance to compete for another year or two, because you know when that guy's era is over, this whole thing is getting blown the hell up. That's how it plays out to me. All right, that's some NBA draft talk for you. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we got your water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories that you need to know before you get your day started. I am going to rant angrily, but because I'm in Florida, I gotta do that really quiet, angry, you know, quiet, angry thing. Yeah. Do that quiet, angry thing.
Yeah, just because of the mic. You've already woke everybody in the neighborhood up, so I mean, you know.
Greg. I'm going to rant about U.S. soccer. We got some baseball because the Braves had maybe their worst performance of a terrible year yesterday. It was spectacularly, impressively bad from Atlanta. I'm going to talk about all that in the next hour. Before we do any of that, Lonzo is about to seduce you, metaphorically, with this sports flash.
Hey, ladies. Round two of the NBA draft came to a close yesterday, and the Charlotte Hornets added KJ Simpson out of Colorado with 42nd overall pick. Simpson averaged just below 20 points and 5 assists per game last year while shooting over 43% from distance. Charlotte also acquired point guard Reggie Jackson and 3 unprotected second round picks from the Denver Nuggets in a second day trade and a salary moving save by Denver. The Atlanta Braves wasted a gem of a performance from Chris Sale with a 1-0 loss to the 22-61 Chicago White. That can't be right. Yesterday, Sale went 7 innings, striking out 11 and giving up just 4 hits. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports, and it's all Wire to Wire.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, we could just use that song as a bumper every break. I'd be okay with that. It is Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday.
I'm not getting flagged for her.
Your stream has been taken down in Belarus because of an adverse Rebecca Black lyric would be a, it would be a thing. It would be a thing indeed.
It might inspire dancing. I don't think that's allowed there. So, I mean, you know,
there you go. Know. I've been some places in the South that are very footloose-ish. If it look very Kevin Bacon-y, I should say, I guess Kevin Bacon-y's dad.
Whatever that guy's name. Yeah.
Club move.
I've never seen Footloose, but I know all about it. So
have you never seen Footloose?
Again, there's a certain period of time when I had absolutely no money, so I didn't go to the theater. And a lot of times when I miss something in the theater, I don't watch it later. I also didn't back in the day, there wasn't this thing where movies streamed. You had to wait for like 6 months for it to show up on HBO, and I couldn't afford HBO. So there are some windows that I missed because poor. Sorry.
I want to continue this brawny conversation a little bit. And I want to continue this brawny conversation because it is not a secret that I have been and remain a LeBron James guy. I have enjoyed the career of LeBron James. I have gone down and said my opinion is that LeBron James is the best player in the history of the NBA. And this is not to start a Mike v. LeBron v. Kobe fight, because that might be as tired as Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame in terms of radio content. Everybody's done it. Everybody's got their take. And nobody is ever going to change their opinion on that take. There's nothing I can say if you're a Kobe guy or a Mike guy that's going to win you over. And I have yet to hear an argument about Mike or Kobe that is going to win me over. What I am going to say is this. Does this not feel a little bit, at least if you are in the camp with me, and I feel like anybody that is looking at Bronny James objectively is in the camp with me. Does it not feel like the Lakers have made LeBron James, coming up on his or already at his 40th birthday, does it not feel like they have made LeBron being a Laker more important than winning basketball games? Is it just me? But it feels to me like they have decided that maintaining LeBron James is more important than being a good basketball team. Now, there is an offshoot conversation here, and it is something I have said a number of times leading up to this draft, primarily while having the discussion about the decision on whether to draft Bronny or not. But the conversation has been, in my opinion, once the LeBron era closes for the LA Lakers, they're going to have to blow this thing up. They're going to have to kick the legs out from under this organization. They are going to have to go full system, red ring of death on the Xbox reboot on this program and build it back up. Because what they've built around LeBron James. And when LeBron's no longer there, they got to go. And that is why I think that despite the fact that there were, in my ever so humble opinion, a number of players better than Bronny James, I think the draft pick for the Lakers was the only one that they could make at 55. I think it is the reason that Rich Paul was on the phone telling other teams, don't draft this kid because he won't play for you. If you do, you'll be wasting a draft pick. But I think it does make sense. And the reason I say it makes sense is everything else on this team was tailored to LeBron James. They went down this path. They committed to this plan of action years ago when they went out and they got LeBron James. They built the franchise around the guy. And when the guy leaves, they're not going to have a choice but to get rid of most everybody there. And again, the thought initially when they went and they got Anthony Davis out of New Orleans, the thought initially, I think, was that LeBron was going to take off the crown and hand it to Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis doesn't want it. Hey, Anthony Davis, him, he ain't that guy. He ain't got that clutch gene in him that makes you the franchise. He is always going to be the guy who's not the guy, but is still a guy on any given team. And so if AD can't take the torch, and there's no indication that he can, if AD can't take the torch, then you've got to build everything about around LeBron because you don't have the money to go get anybody else in this case. And if that is true, taking Bronny to keep LeBron, if it was, and a lot of us think it was, the only way to guarantee LeBron James stays and the only way to guarantee that you have even a chance next year was to go draft Bronny. If you go get Bronny, you keep LeBron. If you keep LeBron, then you the team you built around LeBron at least gives you a chance. It pushes it 1 year down the road. This is the same theory I had with the hiring of J.J. Redick. That's a LeBron guy. All right. They went and got a Bron guy as one more reason for Bron to stay, because once Bron goes, the Lakers go back to square zero. And if that is the case, they are a number of years away. So you can either roll the dice and try to get one more with an aged LeBron James, or you can push the reset button now. And they've elected to do with the former, which is why, great one, I don't think Bronny was an NBA draft pick. Not a lottery pick. I don't think he was an NBA draft pick at all. But the Lakers, in my opinion, they didn't have a choice, because if LeBron truly would have followed Bronny to whoever drafted him, the Laker reset would have happened now with the rookie head coach instead of a year or two down the road.
All right. You have said this. Mario has said this. Several other experts have said that this is possibly the worst NBA draft in a long time. So this was the perfect place for Bronny to come out, because there's less talent everywhere. So it doesn't, I mean, if he comes out another year, like last year or next year, maybe he doesn't get drafted. But this year, because the crop of players was not up to par with other years, it was the best year for him to come out. Also, Tracy on the stream says Lakers will draft Bryce because Bronny is still there and they won't have to rebuild. Bryce could be the best player in the family. A lot of people are saying that Bryce James is the best player in the family. I don't know if they'll go that far, but he'll be eligible, according to the internet, in possibly 2026. So that's not that far away.
No, it's not. I mean, you're two seasons away. And again, I think all of us have said over the years that LeBron wants to play a year with his kid. But if the Lakers were to go to LeBron as he's set to sign a new contract as early as this weekend, hey man, if you'll stick it out through 2026, we'll guarantee you that we'll get Bryce and you can play on a starting lineup with both your kids. That might be intriguing enough to keep the guy. Now,
I have a major question. This is going to set everything on fire for sure. Whose kids has the best career when it's over? LeBron or LeVar Ball?
Oh God! And you know what? That's actually a fair question. I'm gonna say the Jameses do, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because LaMelo's ankles are held together with chewed gum and scotch tape right now. And Lonzo Ball, actually, Lonzo was having a pretty good run in New Orleans before his knee exploded on him and he got sent up to Chicago. Lonzo's got a chance to still be a pretty good player. It makes sense. It's a namesake thing. Every Lonzo is great at what they do.
Duh.
So I think I'm still... I don't know. That's a great question. It's actually one I'm going to take some time to think about, and I hate that you've done that to me, and that is now time I'm going to spend this weekend thinking about the James kids versus the Ball kids.
Because LeVar is smiling right now. He heard that question. Someone told him about this, and although he could be watching, and I wouldn't blame him, but he's like, yeah, my boy's got this.
I hate that that's a discussion that now I want to have at some point. As far as this move goes, because I was looking around and there are a lot of folks that were looking at this and going, is Bron at plus 40 worth all of this? Is he? And in the context of a team that is set up to compete for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, the answer to me would be no. As good as LeBron still is, and he is still... So is it fair to say that LeBron James today is still one of the best 10 players in the NBA? Not five, let's say best 10.
Yes. And I don't think anybody would argue that.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people who would, but they would be wrong if they did. LeBron James is still one of the best 10 players in the NBA. That's not a question. That's a statement. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler alert. Hello, my name is Rob Brown. I think that it is at this point about LeBron's longevity, about his desire to keep playing more than anything else. We're not talking about a 40-year-old LeBron who is hanging around. Let's put it this way. If we were getting the Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards version of LeBron, blow it up. Blow it up. It's done. It's over. It's cooked. It's finished. Get him off the stove. We can't go any longer. But LeBron at this stage in his career is not Washington Wizards Mike Jordan. He's still a top 10 player in the league. So if we take the names off of it, instead of saying LeBron James, instead of saying Bronny James, if we just said Player A and Player A Junior, and then everything else was the same, the teams were the same, the numbers were the same, the relationships were the same, if everything was still the same, I can, oddly enough in my opinion, I can justify this decision by the Lakers. Because I can say, you're looking at a top 10 player of the league. Don't look at his age. Just look at what he is to the team. A top 10 player in the National Basketball Association on a team that has one other top 10 player in the NBA, in Anthony Davis, but a top 10 player in the NBA who cannot be a star. I mean, he's a star, but he can't be the marquee. He's not the franchise. He's not that guy. He does not have that in him. So if he doesn't have that in him, the only hope you have of being successful is to either A, trade everything you got to try to find a new star and build around them, or B, continue to allow the 40-year-old top 10 NBA player to still be a top 10 NBA player, continue to build around them with the knowledge that this guy is going to be gone soon and then it will be hard reboot time. Well, if that's the case, and you think you can still compete now, which there's the big question, can they? I don't know. I don't frankly think so, but we'll see. If you think you've got enough talent on this team around and outside of that guy, then you got to do what that guy wants to keep him. You just have to. So do I think Bronny is worth the 55th overall pick? No, I don't think he was worth the pick at all. My man was scoring 4 points a game. And oh, by the way, I know he had the surgery, and I hate the reason that he had to have the surgery. And I guess he almost deserves a little bit of credit for his time at USC, because while he did only average 4.4 points and what was it, 2.1 assists per game, he did not have an offseason, and he missed the first half of the season because of that thing where he almost died. You may remember that from a year and a half ago or so. And he came back from that, had the surgery, got cleared, worked his butt off, got onto the floor, and then averaged 4-2. But he still, I mean, you got to put away the sentimentality and focus on the reality. The reality is he was not worth a 55th overall selection unless you view it less about the player selected and more about the reason he was selected, which is to keep a top 10 player in the league happy on your team and give yourself a chance to compete for another year or two, because you know when that guy's era is over, this whole thing is getting blown the hell up. That's how it plays out to me. All right, that's some NBA draft talk for you. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we got your water cooler cheat sheet, top 3 sports stories that you need to know before you get your day started. I am going to rant angrily, but because I'm in Florida, I gotta do that really quiet, angry, you know, quiet, angry thing. Yeah. Do that quiet, angry thing.
Yeah, just because of the mic. You've already woke everybody in the neighborhood up. So, I mean, you know.
Greg. I'm going to rant about U.S. soccer. We got some baseball because the Braves had maybe their worst performance of a terrible year yesterday. It was spectacularly, impressively bad from Atlanta. I'm going to talk about all that in the next hour. Before we do any of that, Lonzo is about to seduce you, metaphorically, with this sports flash.
Hey, ladies. Round two of the NBA draft came to a close yesterday, and the Charlotte Hornets added KJ Simpson out of Colorado with 42nd overall pick. Simpson averaged just below 20 points and 5 assists per game last year while shooting over 43% from distance. Charlotte also acquired point guard Reggie Jackson and 3 unprotected second round picks from the Denver Nuggets in a second day trade and a salary moving save by Denver. The Atlanta Braves wasted a gem of a performance from Chris Sale with a 1-0 loss to the 22-61 Chicago White. That can't be right. Yesterday, Sale went 7 innings, striking out 11 and giving up just 4 hits. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports, and it's all Wire to Wire.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.